This episode of Health Vibes is brought to you by the brand you trust the most, Jolly's Pharmacy Limited, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at Jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Jolly's Pharmacy presents a new and innovative radio program, Health Vibes. Every Wednesday morning on Q95 FM. Health Vibes, hosted by Carlton Lando and Pearl Fontaine Butler. Health Vibes from 10:15 to 11 a.m. It's not just your average talk show. It's appealing and educational with a bit of humor. Real vibes on your health. Now, that's the vibe. Health Vibes on Q95. Every Wednesday from 10:15 to 11 a.m. with Pearl and Carlton. Tune in.
Welcome to Health Vibes, Dominica's most foremost program on health, medicine, nutrition, and wellness, featuring the latest news on conventional and alternative medicine and health care. Now, here's your host, Carlton Lando, and co-host, Pearl Fontaine Butler.
A pleasant good morning to you, Dominica. Beautiful sunshine with a mix of rain this morning happening on the island. We are grateful for the rain. I know, you know, there have been some reports that we will experience some very intense droughts this summer period. And so we're happy that, you know, the plants are getting some rain and the livestock is also enjoying the rain. So we're really happy that, you know, we are blessed with good weather, you know, on Dominica. We have a packed show for you today.
Yes, we do. Good morning, Dominica. Good morning, everyone listening to us. So today, we have a fascinating topic to discuss. It's osteopathy. And we have with us in studio osteopath Nona Lawrence. And we're very excited to have her here. But first, a recent article on Dominica News Online stated that there is an alleged tuberculosis concern here in Dominica. Carlton. What is tuberculosis?
Tuberculosis. It's interesting that tuberculosis has found itself back, but it's one of those diseases that, you know, we see happening. It's been around for many years. It is really a disease that is caused by a bacterium, and it attacks the lungs and which is part of the respiratory tract, and can subsequently affect the kidneys, the brain, the spleen. It is treated, if it is, you know, it is treatable with antibiotics. We normally give antibiotics for it. Some of the same symptoms, so if you, you know, coughing that may last 3 to 4 weeks, if you're coughing up blood, chest pain, you may have difficulty breathing, you may have unintentional weight loss, fatigue, fever, night sweats, chills, you know, those are symptoms of the tuberculosis. We do a test called the Mantoux test, which is an intradermal test with an injection. The doctor would normally, or the nurse could actually do that. It's under the skin. And within 72 hours, we would test again and see what the results are like. Again, it's a highly contagious, infectious bacterium. So it's, you know, you can really catch it from person to person. If somebody has a cough and then you're wrong them, you can catch it that way.
But, can someone protect themselves against?
Well, basically, if you recognize that you have, you know, at least 4 of those symptoms, you really should seek a medical care and have an assessment done. Your doctor would do a chest x-ray. They would sound the lungs as well. And they would do that Mantoux test too. And once it comes back positive, then you would have to be hospitalized. Usually people are placed in isolation because of the contagious nature of this bacterium. If your family also would be coming to visit you, they would have to be properly screened and be protected, you know, in visiting visiting the client. So it's one of those diseases that definitely would have to involve medical assessment.
Before we go forward, I just wanted to tell our listeners to join our live streaming. You can go to Q95's website, www.q95da.com, and click on the YouTube video stream icon, TV icon, and you can also scroll lower down and view it on the site itself with the YouTube player.
Right. And you can also call us on air as well at 449-3095. 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. If you're calling from overseas, you can contact us on 305-432-9624. And I think we have a caller, Pearl, already.
Good morning.
Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning.
Morning, Albert. How are you?
I don't know this is again.
Tuberculosis. It has been around for quite a while.
Oh my God! That one does kill. It doesn't kill that one.
It can cause death if complications occur, but once it is diagnosed early and you're given the right medications, you'll be fine.
Wow! Well, I just listened to everything, but what happened? The disease was starting to come, man.
Well, I mean, most of these diseases have been around. I mean, sometimes we get resurgence of them, but they've been around, and you know. I think it's just a matter of us, you know, we protecting ourselves, you know, and being more concerned about our general health.
Well, I myself taking care of myself too. I'm very good.
Very good. Very good.
I told you earlier on, it's a long, long years. I never get diseases.
Right, but that still doesn't mean that you should not have your annual checkup, you know, because you never know what's happening in the inside.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, I soon told you again.
All right. All right.
Okay,
take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Pearl, before we go to the second item, I just want to really, you know, send greetings to some huge fans. We have a huge fan base. Mm-hmm. So we have the staff and management of Coral Reef in Calabashie. They are a huge fan base of us. The staff at the social center as well. They listen to us all the time and to all our fans, you know.
You know, even to the bus drivers at the Grand Bay bus stop. They hang around downstairs. I want to send a greeting to them as well because they're always listening, you know.
Definitely.
And I do have a cousin who listens religiously every Wednesday. So, Lucia, this is for you.
Definitely.
You know,
and all our fans.
Flu, so I'm hoping that she
all our fans.
Soon.
So if you're listening, call a friend and tell a friend, WhatsApp a friend and tell him to switch on to QFM right now.
Because we have a really great topic today.
Very good.
You know, and if you're interested in alternative medicine, this is the show to listen to.
Definitely.
Yeah. So... Just to talk about the tuberculosis story a little further, the article did state that there were some cases over the past few years.
Yes.
One or two every
One
year,
or two.
You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we really do need to be aware, you know, and conscientious
Definitely.
Of what we're doing, where we go, who's around us, who's coughing around us.
And not only that, Tupil, it only says that it's not every cough and cold symptom that warrants just running to the pharmacy to get a medication.
Right.
Particularly when the symptoms are prolonged, you definitely need to have assessment done. Chest x-rays should be done. You know, you should have the lungs checked. You should have, you know, sometimes they take mucus, you know, sputum. You'd ask you to spit in a sterilizing container, send that to the lab. You know, all of these things are some of the diagnostic procedures that are done to definitely find out whether you may be developing bronchitis, tuberculosis, or even asthma, because a lot of those symptoms mimic each other, and you may want to get a definitive diagnosis. So not every cough symptom may warrant you just running and get a cough medicine or somebody just telling you to go and drink some bush. You really need
to have
assessment.
Okay, so the New York Times reported that a vaccine introduced a decade ago to combat the sexually transmitted virus that causes cervical cancer has already reduced the virus's prevalence in teenage girls by almost two-thirds. And this is coming from federal researchers on Monday. And the article further states that about 14 million Americans become infected with HPV each year, and the vast majority will clear the virus. But some strains persist and can cause genital warts, as well as cervical cancer, anal, penile, and mouth and throat cancers. Mm-hmm. The American Cancer Society estimates that 4,120 women will die of cervical cancer this year alone. And we've discussed HPV mm-hmm. and its hundreds of strains here on mm-hmm. Health Vibes in the past. Carlton, what do you think of this news?
I mean, again, it definitely pronounces, it amplifies the need for more conscientious practices before mm-hmm. sexual health. And a lot of the times I prefer to say sexual health than to say, you know, sex life. Because it's an aspect of health that a lot of the times we don't place so much emphasis on, but it only means that more and more with the advent of modernization and mass movement of people, that we have to be all be more mindful of who we meet, when we meet, what we do, and the things that we engage in. Human papillomavirus, as it is called, HPV, as it is abbreviated to, is a highly contagious viral infection. So it is highly contagious, skin to skin contact, mm-hmm. and you can actually catch the virus. So you don't even have to engage in actual penetrative sex to catch the virus from an infected person. So even oral sex or mutual stimulation of each other, and the person has the virus, you can actually catch the virus. One of the things about it is a latent virus, meaning that it is a slow moving or gravitating virus. So you won't catch the virus, last week, and by next week you see lesions. Right. No, it operates very, very slowly. But when it does, a lot of the things that you may see, it will not be a nice picture.
Okay. Can I give you a scenario and you tell me?
Sure.
So let's say someone's sweating, right? A guy is sweating.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, you see the person on the street, you haven't seen them for a while, and you go to kiss them. And that sweat is now on your lips. And then you don't even think anything of it. And then mm-hmm. you lick your lips. Is that a way of contracting?
Well, basically it is normally more associated with the sexual organs, the oral cavity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So when we talk about skin to skin, it will be more or less from genitalia to genitalia.
Okay.
So you and the person rubbing up on each other naked, so you can actually contract the virus from that way. I mean, if it were like typical, touching, that right. would be a bit really different. Frantic. But it's usually that friction, that intimate touching, predisposes you more to contracting the virus.
Okay.
It's one of the viruses that we have been seeing more cases in gynecology. So you find women are now, once doing their pap smears, regular pap smears, you're getting slides showing abnormal cells. When you do further investigation, they're finding that it's usually HPV as the culprit. And usually males are sometimes asymptomatic, so the female may have all of that happening in the cervix, and the male may not even show symptoms a lot of the times. And so that is why, it means that every one of us can contract HPV if we are not mindful. It is, I think your article also, I was reading something about it, that they were saying it's the number one STI in America right now, in the developing countries. It's so widely spread. It and chlamydia.
Well, this is the thing. It's saying this year alone, 4,120 women are expected to die from cervical cancer because of an HPV strain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's quite serious.
Definitely. And sometimes, people might say, but how do I know that I have HPV? In the male genitalia, it is more pronounced. So it is more visible. So you would actually see, it's almost like not a growing flesh, but it's almost like a wart,
mm-hmm.
a black wart on the penile head. So you'd actually see that gravitating. So it just gravitates and it gets larger and larger and larger. Almost similar to, it looks almost like a cauliflower or a broccoli.
Ah.
So it has that image similar to that of a broccoli. Okay. And you would find that happening, showing on the male genitalia.
It would be like a cluster of warts.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and we normally use very intense acid to burn it off. So sometimes you have to use a laser to burn it off. They do the same thing with the cervix. It's a very painful procedure, but that's what. Mm. So using a topical antibiotic cream is not going to work. So using triple antibiotic is not going to work. Coming to the pharmacy and asking for antibiotics is not going to work because it's a virus that causes it. And it's the way to destroy it is with very, very harsh chemicals. Mm.
Okay. Nana, you're listening. She's listening so intently.
Good morning, everyone.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this to speak with Nona.
At Jolly's Pharmacy, your health and wellness is our passion. No wonder Jolly's Pharmacy provides the widest variety of the highest quality vitamin supplements and remedies for your lifestyle activity and nutritional needs. Take care of your body. Get the Multivitamins Advantage Supply to enhance, promote, improve, repair, and revitalize your body. Jolly's for the complete line of preventative and curative health supplies and tonics. Rejuvenate with men's and women's one-a-day tablets. Boost concentration. Try Centrum Silver and Omega-3s to build your immune and nervous system functions, strengthen your cardiovascular system, boost bone health. For stamina, get all your natural balanced megabytes, herbal supplements, men's daily formula for sexual energy and function, saw palmetto, plus supplements to soothe joint pain. Feel like a dynamo, get up and go, catch back your mojo at Jolly's, Dominica's principal healthcare pharmacy. Why? Because you deserve more from a drugstore.
You're listening to Hell Vibes.
So we're back, and while we were taking a break, Carlton made some really great points, and I think he should share it with you.
Yeah, so we were talking about the HPV, and because of the nature of this virus, I was saying to my co-host and our guest that, you know, many times people have sex in darkness. You know, you meet somebody and you get a ride on a vehicle, talk flow, and you pull up on a beach, light go off. You know, it's 11 o'clock in the night and you don't know what the person has. You don't know what the person's penis looks like. You know, you felt it, but you don't know what it looks like. And you might just be putting yourself at risk. Mm. The very same thing with oral sex. You know, people just, you know, do oral sex, you know, without sometimes even looking at the person's body. Yes, it's true.
Or
some of these organisms,
it.
You really cannot see them because they are so minute. But at the same time, you want to take a look and see what you're going to be working with, because you might really be putting yourself at a much higher risk by not even monitoring what you're going to be working with.
And these are the things that our young people really need to hear.
Definitely
too,
need to
you know?
Hear.
And Nona said something really, you know, interesting. She said there should be like a 30-second or 30-minute or 30-second inspection.
In an ideal world.
In an ideal world.
Definitely.
We have a caller. Good morning.
Good morning,
yes,
caller.
I back again. Doc, what is it? Yeah, you right, you know? No, I
so you inspect.
That's my patient that day, you know. My patient. What is it? Yeah, you're right. They go anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
They go anyhow. They go on bike. They go on anyhow. And do their thing with my pussy and come back home. Anyway, I listen in.
Take care, my friend. You know, and do not forget, condom use really does minimize transmission at least 99.9% once it is used correctly. Stop taking your teeth to tear the condoms to open it. You might be compromising the condom itself. So take your time and put on the light and ensure there is a rough part on the condom that tells you the part where you can, you know, open it.
Right. And also Nurse Samuel, when she was here, she did say that if a condom has been in the car for a certain period of time, the heat exposure,
definitely,
all of this stuff can compromise the condom. So ensure that, you know, you're prepared. Good morning.
Blessings to you, my dear.
Good
my
morning,
good
blessings.
Carlton, blessings to you, my brother.
My friend, good morning to you, and how are you?
I go on the lady in with you all.
Yes, our special guest, yes.
Guess what?
Miss Lawrence, yes.
Okay, blessings, Miss Lawrence.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you.
Okay, blessings. All right, and welcome. Doesn't you have to examine what you're working with. A nail or something. Examine what you're... Doesn't to tell you my truth, the truth.
Yes, my friend.
Through my life, I need darkness to... When I'm missing out on this beauty of that creation, the Almighty have created, you can refer to me as an examiner, Carlton.
Yes.
But that was once upon a time, Carlton. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I am almost expired.
You expired.
But really and truly, that darkness, man, show me what you got.
Right.
Because you have to know what you're working with anyway.
I agree.
You know, but something on a more serious note, Carlton, mm-hmm. I mean, look at with all the breakthrough and the modern technology and all the improvement, high science and everything. We just keep hearing more and more of new diseases
mm-hmm.
and the resurgence of diseases that once expired and we think they went away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm questioning all of that, but I know what is happening already and I'm not going to get into that.
I know.
But I'm just saying, Carlton, what you all have done since after Health Vibes, trust me, I give him thanks, and you all are still continuing with it. I know it's a short program, mm-hmm. and it's limited in it having to do with not just the duration, but, you know, I mean, it's once a week.
Yes, yes.
And there are a lot of people out there, particularly the young people, their hormones seems to be on steroids.
Mm.
And I don't know if it's in the chicken or what they're eating. All of a sudden, if it's the music, the television, all of a sudden, they're ready.
It's hype, a lot of hype.
Yes, a lot of hype, man. And, you know, and life is short. Just see what hard, man.
Right. And remember, our diet itself compromises so much carbohydrates. That in itself makes us more hype. It's a lot of sugar. You know, so when we talk about these diseases, that's why most medical people now are concentrating on wellness. So you're hearing about, you know, healthy lifestyle equates to wellness. And that's what we promote in wellness, because there's been so much that has affected wellness. And that's why we have all these diseases. We talk about the chronic non-communicable diseases and all of the things that it pulls with it, how it compromises wellness. And so that's what we're trying to bring back, that awareness.
Mm-hmm. And I have to commend you all, Mr. Jolly. I mean, I pray that the Almighty bless you abundantly, and everybody there, Miss Dover, and you have Jacinta Carlton. That's my favorite person there, Carlton.
Thank you,
Miss
man.
Dover, don't get jealous, Jacinta. Please do not. But I just want to tell all you, I really need to commend you all, because as I've said already, a lot of people just stay behind the counter and, you know, they feel up, they service somebody who comes with a prescription.
Yes.
But you all are out there trying to educate people.
Thank
prevention,
you.
prevention,
that's
rather than I just come to you and yes, you look, I give you the thing and that's it, go and treat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that kind of intervention, so to speak, I really love it, having to do with educating people.
Mm. Thank you.
And, you know, I mean, I admire it, trust me. And I'm listening, then I'm learning a lot of things as well.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm learning, I'm a curious kind of guy. So
I know that.
God bless you all. I'm
Thank
listening.
You. All right. Take
Thank
care, my friend.
Blessings. You know, we're actually quite passionate about mm-hmm. about this program and what we choose to speak about. We do a lot of research.
Definitely.
We make sure that we are, you know, we're in the know. And, you know, I don't have to be a medical practitioner to be into wellness.
Definitely.
I want to be well. I want to educate my people, you know, and we see it all over. Mm-hmm. Our people need to be educated, you know.
Definitely.
So we have with us Miss Nona Lawrence, who is an osteopath, and we're going to talk about osteopathy and, you know, the tremendous benefits that you can gain from it. And she's here, I believe, once a month.
That's right.
Right. So, Nona, what is osteopathy?
Okay, so osteopathy is manual therapy. It is recognized as a complementary / alternative medicine by the World Health Organization. And so to be more precise, so what a session looks like is basically movement, first of all, to assess how your body functions, So the best way to damage yourself is to overuse certain structures or underuse them. So you can get disuse, atrophy of the muscles, for example. But disuse will also affect your range of motion. It will also affect the quality of your cartilage, etc. So once we see the areas of tightness and or weakness, then there are a certain amount of manipulations which are used to release joints which are stuck or tight, and to stretch tight muscles, so to stretch the connective tissues in between all of those structures, which we call fascia. So this is like the little thin covering when you have a chicken leg or a chicken thigh, for example.
Yes.
Right, so this is, like it's a continuous sheet throughout the body, and it's more or less dense at certain points. But this is also an important factor. So we work on all that. And so when things are weak or underused, then there are a number of exercises that I carry out with the patients during the session. I also advise certain exercises that they can go away and do themselves. Mm-hmm. And I also use help, external help. So there's this tape called kinesiology tape, and mm-hmm. Jollies happen to have mm-hmm. One type in their store, which I use all the time. So what that does is that it will keep, if you have a ligament strain, for example, I can use this tape, which is elastic and sticks to the skin, can use it to protect the range of motion that you have so that you don't re-injure the ligament. Mm. So that is a big part of
Katie tape.
That's right.
Interesting.
Exactly.
I wanted to ask you a question. Is your profession similar to that of physiotherapists as a physiotherapist, or are they complementary?
I would say they're complementary. Physios are manual therapists, just like we are. But they, their specialty is really rehabilitation.
Okay.
So if you have a cast because you've broken a bone, or if you've had a stroke and you need particular exercises, then you need a physio.
Okay.
So where an osteopath intervenes is for functional disc problems. So if you have functional problems, So if you know that there's nothing sinister going on with you, so you've had your checks and everything is clear, but you're still in pain, this is where we help, because then we are able to look at the body in a different type of in a different capacity. So you have infectious diseases, you have metabolic diseases, for example I'm thinking of diabetes, mm-hmm. where you can get aches and pains because of that
nerve
problem.
Damage.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that's one thing, and we need to know if you are experiencing pain, you do need to see your doctor, because we have to know there's nothing life-threatening going on.
Mm-hmm.
And once that is done, if you're still experiencing pain, then this is where we look at you from a functional point of view. So it means trying to see if something's stuck, reproducing the pain, treating it, and doing that same movement again to make sure it's gone. Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference between osteopathy and kinesiology?
Okay, so kinesiology now is a discipline that uses muscle strength as an assessment tool. So it's more of a diagnostic tool than a medicine in and of itself.
Mm.
However, it's very useful. I use it a lot. It complements therapy in the sense that sometimes you have pain because your body is too slow at rebuilding itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is often due to the fact that you have deficiencies. So depending on your pain, for example, if you have repetitive tendinitis,
mm-hmm.
then I will be thinking that your body's lacking some of the building blocks to make collagen.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a list of them. So instead of giving the patient a whole big list of things to go and buy and eat, then I would use kinesiology to test and advise and give a more tailored dietary and supplemental advice.
Okay.
So the thing is, if you eat right, it gives you the amount of nutrients you need pretty much for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're to the point where you have deficiencies, you will need bigger doses to cover today's use and to fill in the gap, filling the hole type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So food alone, would be difficult. For example, if you have a vitamin C deficiency, to get 2 grams of vitamin C, you'd have to eat a peel of oranges.
That's it.
You can't do that.
Right. Acerola cherry.
That's right. So this is where supplements come in handy. Mm-hmm. But we also have to bear in mind supplements don't work as well if your baseline diet is wrong.
That's true. That's a good point that you've made. Mm. You know, many times people, you know, feel, well, okay, I'm going to skip breakfast, I'm going to skip lunch and have a big dinner, and I will just take my vitamins and it will substitute. Mm. And no.
That doesn't really
that doesn't work.
But also it doesn't work if you have parasites.
Exactly. Right.
Because if you have parasites and you're taking vitamins, sometimes, depending on your dietary regimen, mm-hmm. the parasites then feed off of
you're wasting your supplements. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So they're getting stronger while you're still actually getting weaker.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and for that, you also, and to clear them out, you do need some kind of help. So whether it's medical antiparasitic treatment or naturopathic herbs and supplements, you do need some form of help.
So I have a question for you. So who needs to see an osteopath?
Okay. The simple answer would be everyone. So when you have a car, even if it's in perfect working condition, you do have to service it. So the same way, annually you should go and get your medical check just to make sure everything's right inside. You definitely should take care of your frame, because your body is what allows you to go out there, do what you do, have fun, enjoy life. Mm. And it does wear and tear. Mm-hmm. So it's worth checking it out every so often to make sure everything is fine. Okay. So on the grand scheme of things, everyone, but to be more day-to-day and down-to-earth, the most of the patients I see come because they have some form of ache or pain.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
Do we have a call? Okay.
No, mm-hmm. we did, but...
Mm-hmm. So, so would you, I mean, as we said earlier on, diabetics are prone to neuralgia, mm-hmm. nerve pain, a lot of nerve pain and nerve damage. Would they be an ideal clientele for such a therapy?
Unfortunately, they would not. So what the best thing for diabetic patients would be to really work on their diet, because the source, you have to work on the source of your problem. If the mm-hmm. source of your problem is your sugar handling, then this is what you need to address mm-hmm. and get it right as fast as possible before you start getting all those neuralgic pains.
Now, what are the risks and complications associated with your treatment?
Okay. There are theoretical risks of, I suppose, bruising mm-hmm. is one thing. But then people are often very scared of manipulation, thinking we can break their joints or break their bones. And that's actually a misconception. So the sound that you hear when, for example, when you crack your fingers or when a therapist manipulates you, is more like the sound that you hear when you're separating 2 pieces of glass that are stuck with water uh-huh. and you hear this little sound. So joints are, you have your articular surfaces and there is fluid inside the joints. So what we do when we manipulate is the joint is stuck, so we separate the surfaces, and the liquid which is in between gives you that effect, just like as if you were mm-hmm. separated. So it's nothing bashing or breaking. So really and truly, there are very, very few osteopathic accidents. Mm.
Some people have said that you should not crack your knuckles.
Right.
Is that factual? Is it?
It is. So what happens is if you manipulate all the time, then you stretch the joint, and the increased range of motion means that all the supporting structures, like the muscles and the ligaments, they have to work harder to control it. So it's easier for you to go too far and have like a subluxation, so which is just your joint going too far out of place. And that, you know, you expose yourself to a whole new cascade of injuries. So people crack their fingers a lot. Sometimes they crack their neck and their lower back. So these are the joints which naturally would move. And then it's easier for us to increase the movement ourselves. And if you do that long enough, you then make your muscles work harder, and that's when one morning you just bend down to pick up a piece of paper or something, and while you're unaware of it, the joints go too far and the muscles have to then quickly contract to protect the joints from coming out of contact. Then you get this spasm and you're locked in that bent position mm-hmm. and you feel like the world is coming down mm-hmm. on you. And so that's why you want to avoid cracking all the time.
You mentioned something earlier on as well, where you said that many times when you assess clients, you also give them so to speak, a homework, you know, certain exercises that they can do at home. What would be some of the exercises? I know that many therapists, you know, they recommend swimming, for example, as a very good tool that would help with skeletal muscular disorders. Mm-hmm. Would you, what are some that you would normally recommend for the clients you would see?
I try to give as easy as possible exercises, because the best exercise is the one you're going to do every day, right? Mm. So I try and give them things they can do at home. And to be honest, I always start with stretching, so specific stretching according to the tightest muscle I find in that patient. But if you think of muscles as shock absorbers, when you move, if your muscles are contracted, they shorten and they're less elastic. So they're less able to absorb shock and movement, which means all those forces now go straight to your frame. It's like, again, it's like a car. So if your shocks are damaged, if they're used, then the whole car has to take the blow.
That's true.
Right? So same thing. So this is how, because of muscle spasm, tightness, shortness, you can end up getting joint pain. So when they come, I work on the joint because it's hard for them to do, but there's pretty much always a stretch that people are able to go away with to maintain the work that we would have done in the practice.
So if I come to you, having never been to an osteopath before, the first session would be you analyzing my joints and my bones and that kind of thing. And then what happens from there? How many treatments does one need? And
so depending on how well you respond to the first treatment, I'm able to kind of give a prognosis. So if people are about 70% better after the first session, I don't rebook them right away, because the body will take time to settle in, absorb what we would have done, and it often happens that they're fine after that. So if you're 70% better or more, then I usually think a session is enough. Hmm. Otherwise, I tend to see people on average about, I'd say, 4 sessions.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So a session a month, roughly.
And how long is a session?
A session is half an hour.
So you do all the entire body in half an hour?
Okay. So I'd say yes and no to this. Depending on if somebody comes and they have no pain, then I'm able to scan through and check the whole body. Most of the time they do have a complaint. So it means I start off with the area of complaint and all the areas which are associated with it. Mm. So it's not systematic that we do the whole body every time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if there's a localized area. Mm-hmm.
I know 3 people who have seen you and have had very, very good reviews of your work. Sports injury. It's another area that many people are play football and cricket and all these things, and they may get injured mm-hmm. during the sports. What do you see many people with sports injuries, and what type of sessions do you give them? And the elderly that would suffer with arthritis, you know, as a major complaint, do you work with people with arthritis as well?
I do. Okay, so to start with the sports people, sports is actually the reason why I came back to Dominica. So I was working in London, and in 2012, I was living near to one of the Olympic sports activities, and I got to meet the Dominica's delegation, and I figured, well, maybe we need more of that kind of help here. So I do work quite a lot with sports people, and the way it goes with them is that there's probably more emphasis on the muscle health and quality, just because they do have a lot more strength to absorb. So that's one thing. And the second aspect for them that I emphasize is nutrition. So because they wear themselves so much faster, they must have enough.
So the protein levels have to be increased.
Protein, the type of protein. So thinking
aminos.
Of collagen is one that we often forget, but to build your ligaments back, you need that. A lot of vitamins and minerals, etc.
Okay.
So
we have a caller.
Okay.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Very, very, very interesting program here. It's a pleasure to listen to this. Although I am in the medical field myself, but it's a pleasure listening to you and your program.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
Probably one of the reasons you are not getting calls is not the same vibe every day you hear all around. So
I know.
You are not getting much calls this morning.
Okay.
Another thing is, I know there are a lot of people listening to your program. Mm.
Yes.
And I am a little bit concerned about the language. No, I shouldn't say language, but the terms that are being used. And I don't know how much can it be broken down.
Okay.
Okay.
For many listeners, I'm not saying that all the listeners are a little bit naive or, mm-hmm. or uneducated, but I don't know how can it be broken down for many of the listeners, especially, you know, some listeners who have no idea about osteopathy or okay. even some of the words that are being used. So
thank
maybe
you.
Maybe just a little bit of, you know, looking at the terms and language and expression that are being used, and maybe break it down a little for all of us to
thank
understand
you.
In our
point
way.
Taken.
But it's a very great program, and more of this should be heard in Dominica, especially to educate the masses about their health and their wellness, and you know, and it not really in terms of a longer program, but more often.
Yes, sir. Well, this program is held every Wednesday morning on this station from 10 to 11.
Yeah, I am aware of it, but probably a little bit more often, except now, maybe Wednesdays, Fridays,
okay.
you know, at least two times a week, because
we
it's very
educational. Look into it. Thank you.
Okay,
appreciate
thank
that,
you
sir.
Very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We have another caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
To the panel and to the listening audience.
Good morning,
good
to
morning.
You, madam.
Full day. Very good program.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Thank
Want
you.
Some information and knowledge.
Thank
Leave
you.
It us into a healthier and a long life, longer life. And, but I would have like a question there, please.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if it would be putting in to the discussion you'll have. When you experience like hair on the tongue or itching or something on the tongue, when you brush it, it feels bitterish. What could be the cause of it?
When you experience what on the tongue?
Hair.
When you say hair, what do you mean by hair?
Like you feel like the tip of your tongue has hair or thread on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a perception, but you know you're not seeing hair on your tongue.
Yes, but it feels
you
like
feel
okay.
hair.
Okay.
And then you have an itching, and sometimes when you brush the tongue, you experience some bitterness. What could be the cause of it?
That might be something like a caused by an allergen, meaning that you might be allergic to something. We normally recommend that you'd have an assessment done, maybe see your dental practitioner firstly, and then if it's something that they cannot diagnose, then maybe see a medical practitioner. But by just hearing that, I am assuming, and I quote that it might be an allergic reaction, whether it's to a food or some type of substance that the individual might be ingesting.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, madam.
You're welcome.
Can
I just say something to the previous caller?
Mm-hmm.
He spoke about how, you know, it's great that we're educating people
mm-hmm.
and that we need to pretty much explain. I mean, I think we do a great job of explaining, but the thing with education is we have to pull people up. And even if we break it down, we still need to bring them up to a level. And so we're constantly striving to educate our public.
That's true.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
When I started listening to the program, apparently it was like every introduction was taken literally in terms of numbers and everything. But now I'm ready to leave the house. Is it possible I could give a number to call when I'm ready for this program?
Can you give the number? You would like the numbers to call?
Yes, I would like you to.
You would like what?
We can't hear you because you sound very low. Can you turn down your radio?
I was saying, when I started listening to the program, apparently it looked like all your numbers and introduction, who you are and everything had already been done.
Oh.
No, I'm ready to leave the house. The program is so interesting, but I have to leave.
Okay.
I need a number to call you if I was ready, please.
Okay, so you want a number to call Miss Lawrence if you wanted to see her?
Yes, please.
Okay, no problem. Sure. So you can book an appointment on 449-6846 or 285-9952.
Okay.
449-6846. That's the first one. And then the mobile is 285-5592. Sorry.
Okay,
5592.
Thank you.
Okay. All
right.
Thank you.
So we were talking about the sports injury and the people who suffer arthritis.
Sorry,
as well.
Carlton, we have another call.
We have a call.
Good morning.
Yeah, quickly.
Yes, sir.
Having to do with nerve repair and muscle contraction, mm-hmm. is there a possibility there could be any? Some injuries are irreversible. I can understand that. But to what extent you would be able to, you know, deal with, you know, some contraction, some contraction and nerve repair and, you know, just wanted to be enlightened on that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So as you said, some nerve damages are irreversible. Mm-hmm. So that's why your doctor would definitely need to be involved. So once we've established exactly what's going on, then as a general rule, your nervous system needs quite a bit of fat. So you have the nervous cells, but they're surrounded and insulated by layers and layers of fat. So to help promote better nerve function and healing, we would have to assess and see if you have enough of the different ones. So some of them would have to be saturated fats. Coconut oil is great for that. I've seen on the internet people who report recovering from Alzheimer's and that sort of stuff by using a lot of coconut oil. So I'm not saying take coconut oil and your problems will go away, but that's just to illustrate the importance of fat in that kind of nerve treatment. We would also have to look at omega-3s. Mm-hmm. That's a different type of fat. And your body needs it for a whole host of things. Most importantly, your body needs it to produce anti-inflammatories. So yes. A lot of our issues are due to inflammation. Mm-hmm. And that's half of the time because we don't produce our own anti-inflammatories. Mm. This is the importance of taking omega-3s, making sure you have enough of them, and also making sure you don't eat fats which counteract the effects of omega-3s.
So what fats would counteract?
So to give a category name, those fats would be called trans fats. So they're mm-hmm. fats which have been transformed. Let's just put it that mm-hmm. way. So things like margarine, because mm-hmm. margarine is made with oil, mm-hmm. and they have to process it so it becomes solid. And that's a problem. Once it gets mm-hmm. into your body doesn't really know how to get rid of it, so it sticks around for a long time, and it blocks the spots where your omega-3s would normally sit and produce omega-3s. So that's why margarine...
So is that like using butter as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, butter is actually... Real butter is a natural product. So the only thing about butter is that it's just heavy to digest, but your body will know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. So okay. If you eat excessive butter, then you'll have a problem. But it's much better to eat butter than margarine.
And lard as well.
You know, lard is also very healthy.
Lard, and, you know, they use a lard in bread and so forth. That too. And even some, I know some people use fats that came from pork as well too.
That would be lard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you mentioned two essential supplements that are very useful in your practice, which are omega-3 and collagen, both of which we have at Jolly's Pharmacy, and I suspect glucosamine contractin too. Mm-hmm. You might use that from time to time. And we've spoken about these on my program with Matt on Fridays, the essential, the reasons, the importance of using the omega-3 and the collagen, particularly your metabolism begins to drop. You get into your 40s and, you know, your body begins to slow down. You definitely need to be on these types of supplements. If you are in sports as well, you lifting weights, these are supplements too that you should be using consistently.
Okay, so what is the success rate for osteopathic treatment?
Okay, so looking back, I try to analyze like every 3 months or so how things are going for my patients. So there are people, I'd say there's about 70% of the patients who come for a particular problem that we're able to solve within, as I said, within one to, let's say, four treatments.
Okay.
And then there is a category of people who have wear and tear to the point where things cannot be really reversed mm-hmm. or healed completely. but they are still functional, so they can be maintained. Mm. So that would be people with osteoarthritis, for example, of the knees. Let's just give an example. So that's when your knee, the bones of the knee are starting to change shape. So you mm-hmm. see it's enlarged, but it's not just swelling. It's actually the bones which have changed and the cartilage is worn out. So if you reach a very advanced stage, then there's mm-hmm. and you get no pain relief, then you would need a replacement. But you have a number of people who have pronounced wear and tear, but who can still function with a little bit of pain. So for those people, we're able to like alleviate the pain periodically and just keep them on this maintenance type of scheme. So that's one bracket of people. And then of course there is a small percentage of people for whom manual therapy is just not helping.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what about we split disc problem?
Like okay, discs. Mm-hmm. Disc problems are very common. So that's probably one of the complaints I see the most. Mm-hmm. And we usually have a very good success rate with that. So what happens is, I do have to mention that if you have severe nerve compression from the disc, that becomes a medical issue. But most of the time, people have pain and a slip disc, but the nerves are not being compressed to the point where they're compromised, and we're able to help. So what we do is we have to flush the inflammation that builds around the damaged nerve. So that's a particular type of manipulation. Then I also have to stabilize the whole back, because to end up damaging your discs, it's been a whole chain of events before that. So it starts with slouching a lot, or lifting a lot, or twisting a lot, just overusing your back in the wrong way. So your ligaments then start to damage and not work as well as they should. So then your joints go too far. So that's when you get those sudden locking episodes. You wake up and your back is just in spasm. It takes a while. It may go away on its own or not. So you have a few of these. And after that, now every movement you do will go all the way to the disc and start giving it little tears. And this is what ends up being called the slip disc. So at this point, once we've flushed away the inflammation, we have to stabilize the back. Those tapes come in mm-hmm. handy at that point. Exercises also come in handy. And I also investigate and advise dietary supplements and nutrition to support collagen rebuilding.
Okay. So what is the cost of your treatment, and how often are you in Dominica, and how long will you be here this month?
So one session is half an hour. Mm-hmm. And it's 100 EC. Mm-hmm. So, and the way I function is I'm here a week every month. So my patients are informed of the specific dates ahead of time, so they can pick a day and time that works for them. And I see most patients once during that week. So I see people on a monthly basis. There are a few few conditions where it's necessary to see them twice within that week, but mostly it's like a monthly basis.
Okay.
And where are you located, your office?
So the office is on Fort Lane, which is between Dominic and Wacky Rollers.
Okay.
And it's a green building upstairs. I'm upstairs of that green building. Mm. Sorry.
It's a beautiful green building. I might say so myself.
Thank you.
Okay. Carlton, do you have any more questions?
I think it was a great show. I think the area that we spoke about is very pertinent to so many injuries that we see from time to time, and medicines and alone are not always helping.
Not always.
And people do need, you know.
Because if you're in pain, then mm-hmm. that energy that's diverted towards thinking or avoiding the pain is energy that you cannot devote to doing what you really want in life. So and there's help, so there's no reason to just linger with that.
Well, I am taking the opportunity to see Miss Lawrence sometime while she
I'm
is
looking
here
forward
and
to
and, and too, because last week I did say that, you know, I have been to various kinesiologists where they test what sensitivities I have based on how my muscles react to certain foods. Mm-hmm. So there's times when you eat something and you just feel laissez-faire or tired.
Yes.
And some people call it niggeritis, but it's not. Your body is actually sensitive to this kind of food. So you should actually stay away from it.
Yeah.
So yeast has been one of my muscle relaxers. My body is sensitive to it. Mm-hmm. And I think that people need to start paying attention to those times. Food is supposed to give you energy.
It's
true.
It's not to make
Food is not supposed to make you feel tired.
That's true.
Exactly.
So I am going to have I'm saying it's going to be a wonderful experience because I'm always inquisitive. I'm always willing to learn more about my body and what makes it tick, you know?
Yeah, and that's very important because we do need medical help, but we also have to be invested as much as we can in our own health.
That's
and
true.
So there, what the doctor doesn't know about you, you should know. So you should look, you should, you know, try and find out
I'm
every time
you
can.
So yeah. That's funny that you say that because each time I go to the doctor with a symptom, I say, listen, I went on to WebMD symptom checker, and these are the things that I think it may be based on the symptoms. I'm a doctor's dream, okay?
It's quite funny,
but... So next week, you know, we're going to be talking about yeast infections. Ladies, men, I'm telling you, this is going to be a great show.
Yeah, because men can get yeast infections.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we all can have an overgrowth of yeast.
That definitely.
So we want to make sure that we tackle that. But Nona, thank you so much for being here today and for shedding so much light on osteopathy. I think it's a great addition to wellness and medical health. And I think that, you know, Dominicans on a whole should come out and try to see you. What's your number again?
Okay, so 449-6846 and 285-5592.
Okay.
Definitely.
So thank you guys for listening, and I want to tell my listeners, thank you for their contributions today. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And we'll take all of the advice and the suggestions we get to better improve on our delivery of this show.
We want to leave you with this. Your health is your responsibility. It is more than wealth. Okay? So take control of your wealth, of your health, and ensure that you get to the status of optimal wellness. Until next time, I'm your host, Carlton.
And I'm Pearl Fontaine Butler. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Health Vibes. You are listening to Health Vibes, a production of Jolly's Pharmacy Limited.